let's talk about how to produce the R sound. There's actually two ways to produce the R sound. One way is the bunched way, and one way is the retroflex way. To produce the bunched R sound, we are going to take our tongue and lift the back of the tongue and make sure it's touching the back teeth and goes all the way back and bunches up back there. We need to turn our voice on. You can feel your vocal folds when you say this sound. When you're saying the sound, is the back of your tongue hitting your teeth? Are you keeping your tongue nice and tight? That's how we produce the sound. Now let's talk about the retroflexed R. This one is a little bit different. What's going to happen is the tongue tip is going to move up and back while the back still goes and touches the back two molars. So our tongue tip goes up while the back is touching the molars still. So I know that seems kind of funky, but your tongue goes up and back. One way this sound is elicited sometimes is when you start out with the L sound. So you get your tongue tip up for the L and you bring it back for the R. Let's try that together. Do you see how bringing that tongue tip back produced that R sound? Let's try that one more time. You see how my tongue tip goes back and I start to produce that R sound. It's important to remember that R is produced differently depending on what sounds come before it and what sounds come after it. This is called co-articulation. Is your child struggling producing R in the beginning of words or struggling to produce R at the end of the word? Depending on exactly what your child needs help with, therapy might look different.